Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
At their Winter Olympics in Beijing, which ended last week, there was a spat between China, the host, and South Korea. Now, on the surface, this dispute was about sports and culture. But as NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Seoul, this reveals deeper concerns about China's rise and its relations with neighbors.
Amid the pageantry of the opening ceremony, many Korean viewers immediately spotted performers wearing the colorful traditional Korean clothing known as the hanbok. Some South Koreans complained that China was trying to claim Korea's national dress as its own.
Beijing Olympic, 거부한다!
Days later, a small group of demonstrators gathered outside China's embassy in Seoul chanting, "We reject the Beijing Olympics." Other South Koreans understand that the hanbok is also worn by members of the Korean diaspora living in China, known in Korean as Chosonjok and in Chinese as Chaoxianzu. Kim Sok-ja is a Chosonjok entrepreneur who runs Chinese restaurants in Seoul. She says Chosonjok don't think their clothing should be a big deal.
Wearing ethnic costumes is nothing new. Not just in this Olympics, but for decades, all of China's 56 ethnic minorities have been allowed to wear their traditional costumes at major national events.
Some observers regret that what could be a source of shared pride has instead become a source of controversy. Seoul National University professor Seo Jong-kyung notes that hanboks did not raise hackles when they appeared in the 2008 Beijing Summer Games.
The reason it became an issue this time is that the public perception of China among South Koreans is that as China becomes much more powerful, it is trying to absorb our culture and claim it as its own.
South Koreans also objected to some calls by referees at Olympic skating matches in Beijing. South Korean politicians are using the disputes to garner votes ahead of presidential elections next month. Mutual distrust has been growing between the two neighbors, especially since 2016, when South Korea decided to install a U.S.-made anti-missile battery to defend against North Korean attacks, and China responded with undeclared economic sanctions. Views of China hit a historic low last summer when a poll found that South Koreans like China even less than Japan, under whose colonial rule Korea suffered from 1910 to 1945. Tongdok Women's University China expert Lee Dong-ryul notes that younger South Koreans take an even dimmer view of China than their elders. Current sentiments reflect a generational difference in perception, he says. South Koreans above the age of 40 have benefited from China's rise. They found jobs and did business in China. A couple of decades ago, South Korea had most of the capital and technology. They just needed China's labor to assemble their products. Today, Chinese and South Korean firms are competitors, and making money in China is tougher for young South Koreans. South Koreans have also chafed at Chinese movies like this 2021 flick about the Korean War. Seo Jong-kyung notes that in Chinese, the Korean War is called the War to Resist America and Aid North Korea. In other words, South Korea doesn't even merit a mention.
To South Koreans, it was our war, a war that was fought on our land, killed our people, and eventually divided our country. It is our history, but in China's characterization of the war, its relationship with the U.S. is the only thing that matters.
Saw says South Koreans had hoped China would help resolve the North Korean nuclear issue, but that hasn't worked out. And every time anti-China sentiment grows, she adds, so does support among South Koreans for their alliance with the U.S. But Lee Dong-ryul says there's also strong backing for trying to cooperate with both countries. Many countries are caught between the U.S. and China and pressured to take sides, he says. But South Korea is unique in its geopolitical status, its national division, and the North Korean nuclear threat it faces. He notes that different ideologies and social systems didn't stop Seoul and Beijing from normalizing diplomatic ties 30 years ago. And the two neighbors could still choose to be pragmatic, he says, and cooperate in tackling shared challenges such as public health and the environment. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News.